listeners, welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to the podcast where we like to shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome, as well as a variety of what the fuck moments, paranormal experiences, true crime stories, and some interesting random topics that I come across online. If you're new here, thank you so much for stopping by. Check out my past episodes. We discuss a lot from serial killers to pranks gone wrong stories to ghost stories. It's an audible variety show, so join in on the silly. So, I'm gonna be a little serious for a second. This week has been very difficult for me, you know, and not just me, you know, my family. And, we recently lost someone very important to me and my family to COVID. And, this happened this past Sunday, so it hasn't even been a week yet. She was such a wonderful person and was survived by three beautiful children. You know, her mother, her little brother and sister, her father, and other siblings. And she served in the military and created her own business. And it's been a tough time for us all. She was only 37 years old. And I tell you all this to say, you know, COVID is a real thing. And I know there is a lot of miscommunication out there, misinformation going on out there. And I can tell you from experience that the COVID vaccine, it can't help. You know, I unfortunately did contract COVID, but luckily for me, you know, I had the vaccine, and it helped me out. It saved my life, you know. And someone else I know who was close to me got COVID, and she had gotten the vaccine, thank goodness, and because of that, her life was able to be saved. You know, I got the shots, my parents got the shots, and many others that I know. And I obviously can't make anyone do anything that they're uncomfortable with. You know, I understand that the black and brown community, versus the medical community has always been a problem because the history is just, it's not good. You know, black and brown folk have been used as science experiments in the past. And they currently, even today, do not treat people of color, their pain, they don't take it seriously. You know, and there's a distrust there, you know. And like I said, I can't make anyone do anything that they don't want to do. I don't want anyone to contract this virus and then it be too late. Even the anti-vaxxers, I don't want any of your family and friends to mourn you. This is a horrible way to die. And at the very least, you know, please wear your masks when you're in public and be careful who you breathe air with. Don't think about the politics and the conspiracies. Think about the wonderful people you could end up leaving behind. Take the rest of that stuff and discard it. Your lives and the lives of your loved ones, that's the only thing that matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm not here to convince you of anything, because let's be honest, when people are sure of themselves and they're doing the quote-unquote research, people tend to look for things that validate the ideas that they already have. You know, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nurse, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I am, and many of you aren't either. Vaccines have been something that the world has been coming up with for years. I mean, polio at one point was a terrifying idea too. And now it's very rare. You know, we have vaccines for a lot of different things that have saved our lives, prolonged our lives. I understand that it's a scary time for everyone. I just wish, excuse me, I just wish that there was something that we could do, because too many lives have been taken from COVID. And I don't want any of you to go through what our family is going through. So yes, do your research, but research everything. Don't look for just things that validate your ideologies. Don't do that. Please do not be arrogant about your ignorance. Don't do that. Yes, ask questions. Of course. Do what you need to do. I'm letting you all know that I've been vaccinated and it saved my life and the lives of others because I took that responsibility. I was lucky that I didn't have any crazy side effects, you know, but my physical health, my medical history is different from everyone. You know, some people can use Advil, some people can't, some people prefer Tylenol over this. Like, for instance, ladies, Midol doesn't do anything for me. I have to take ibuprofen or Motrin to take care of my cramps or, you know, or headaches or what have you. That's the medicine that works best for me. And sometimes we have underlying medical histories that we may know nothing about, because let's be honest, a lot of us don't go to the doctor because it's expensive. It is. We currently live in a country where medicine is a business. So it's hard to trust everything that you hear, especially if you're a person of color. I completely understand that. I understand both sides. I just want us all not to have to go through things like this. I wasn't going to make an episode today, but my content, it brings me joy. And some of you have reached out and told me that it does the same for you. Entertaining people and getting close to them by sharing a piece of myself, that is my therapy. It helps me get through the day. You know, whether it's creeping people out with the scary stories or experiences I share, or making you smile or laugh with silly moments, or just all of us learning something new together, that is what helps me. So here I am, sitting here, recording this podcast episode. It helps me. And yes, I'm currently struggling right now, but I am doing everything I can to work through it. So that being said, let's go ahead and get into it. So last week, I shared some very interesting coincidences that were just a lot to deal with, especially the story with the twins who were adopted by separate families and their entire lives mimicked each other. It was a wild episode, to say the least. And if you haven't heard that one yet, make sure you go ahead and do that. It was mind-blowing. Today, we're going to discuss another fun topic that we have discussed somewhat in the past before. We're going to do awkward dating experiences, dating fails, you know? Nothing like going out with someone during the search of the one, only to have an embarrassing moment with that person. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't, but those memories and experiences are entertaining, and this podcast had to grab a few of them to share with you. So if you haven't already, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to this podcast and prepare yourself for some interesting listening parties here in the Professionally Silly Podcast, because we like to have fun here. But before we get into today's stories, I want to remind you guys that if you have any of your own interesting experiences for the pod, email your stories to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. I talk about a variety of topics here, so maybe your experience will inspire an entire episode. So come join in on the silly and let me know in the subject title of the email what the topic is. Like, is it scary? Is it funny? Or what have you? My email is down below in the show notes, so all you really have to do is copy and paste it and send me your interesting experiences. And if you would like to show your support for this podcast, leave a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform that you're using, because it does help my podcast grow and earn new listeners. and I would love to be able to reach more people. That would be awesome. So that being said, I want to thank you guys so much for listening. It means the world to me. And I'm sorry I had to get all fluffy in the beginning of this intro. It was just something that was heavy on my heart, and that's one thing that I do with my content is that I try to be as honest with my feelings and the things that I'm experiencing with you as much as possible, because my life it's not 100% amazing, it's not 100% work or bad, you know, it's just life. We all go through ups and downs, and I'm not one of those quote-unquote influencers who pretend that everything is okay all the time, because it's not. I like to be as real with you as I can. So I take a lot of pride in that. There's no reason to pretend to be someone or something that you're not. And I'm not a lot of things, but I am many things, and I like to share those things with you. All right, so let's go ahead and get into this podcast episode. What's going on, professionally silly listeners? I have to share something amazing with you guys that is super exciting. Recently, a company by the name of Vance Global reached out to me, and they wanted me to try their product. Now, they are a Milwaukee-based CBD joints and hemp manufacturer. Now, Vance Global is providing us with a safer alternative to smoking tobacco products. And they have even created the most potent CBD cigarette out there. So if you're interested in CBD cigarettes and or you may be interested in an alternative to smoking tobacco products, then this is for you. Check out their Instagram at Vance Global, V-A-N-C-E. Then the word global, and then take a look at the merchandise and see if there's something there that you want to purchase. And make sure that you use the coupon code SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Once again, the coupon code is SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Vance Global. I'll be sure to post their link tree down below in the show notes of this episode. So back when I first started this podcast in January of, I think it was 2018, I used to share National Day celebrations with you. For example, National Ice Cream Day or National Beer Lovers Day, which we sadly missed. I didn't know that existed until I was researching for the one I'm about to share with you guys. But let's be honest, any day is a great day for beer. Brought to you by Yuengling Lager. I'm totally kidding. They don't sponsor this podcast, but they should. I've drank at least half their inventory at some point. So, you know, anyways, I thought I'd bring that back. This is podcast episode, I think, 199. So there's 198 episodes that we've already done, almost 200 episodes and experiences and memories and stories that we have shared together. And so many random topics too. So today is National Monte Cristo Day. That's right, I said Crisco. Monte Cristo Day. And it turns out every day is a special day. And that's true when you think about it. Even if it wasn't some sort of national day, today is special, and here's why. Because you're here to see it. You are the one who makes this day so special. All of you, every last one of you is amazing as fuck, and I wanted to tell you that while I'm still here. And if you needed to hear that today, I'm letting you know you matter and you make this day beautiful. Whoever's listening to this, I just want you to know that, and I hope that you guys go out and share that with others. Now, for the weirdos out there who don't know what a Monte Cristo is, and I'll try not to judge you too much. It's only the best thing ever created. But a Monte Cristo is a fried ham and cheese sandwich that is sprinkled in powdered sugar. It's served with jam preserves and sometimes syrup, to give you a sexy, savory, sweet sandwich, you know? That's right, not sandwich, sandwich. And a French sandwich called, and I'm gonna butcher this, I know it. Listen, I took Spanish in high school, not French, but it's called the Croquet Monsieur. I don't know how to say it, but it inspired the Monte Cristo. And the sandwich is crispy on the outside, and sometimes it can't involve turkey, and it always involves my favorite thing at all times, cheese. Cheese is the best thing ever. Anyways, Google the Monte Cristo sandwich or check it out on Pinterest. There are many different variations of this tasty ass sandwich. There's so many different ways to enjoy it. Monte Cristo Day was established June of 2015, so it's a new national day. And Bennigan's was the founder of this important and delicious day. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't been to a Bennigan's in years, but I do remember that damn sandwich, and it was good as hell. When I went to Bennigan's, I think it was in college last time I went, and every time I went, I got a Monte Cristo sandwich from there, and it was good as shit. So celebrate today and get yourself a Monte Cristo sandwich and take a picture of it, and you can use the hashtag Monte Cristo Day. Yeah. Also, today, Vanessa Williams was the first African American to be crowned Miss America in 1983. Damn, that woman was gorgeous. Is gorgeous. She's still with us. I don't know why I said was. Is gorgeous. She still has one of the prettiest smiles in the world, if you ask me. Okay? Love me some VW, so Vanessa Williams. Also, on this date, September 17th, this dude named Alfredo Hernandez ate 16 jalapeno peppers, jalapeno chili peppers in 1 minute in 2006. 16 jalapeno chili peppers in a minute. He set a world record. Okay, see? I told you that today was special. Now you see what I meant. Okay, on with the episode. Let's get into these interesting dating fails. So, this first story is a BuzzFeed.com entry, and it's a nice toe dip, if you will, into the world of what the fuck and why. So it goes on to read, he showed up dressed like Superman, white button up over a blue Superman t-shirt, Clark Kent hair, glasses, and took me out to sushi, even though I told him several times that I was a vegetarian. At dinner, he spilled sake all over me. He also pulled out his digital camera to show me photos of the trip to Europe he had taken with his mother 5 years ago. And then, while he was driving me home, he told me his goal was to have a relationship like Leo and Kate in Titanic. Okay. where to begin here? Look, I get it. All right, Superman is cool. Okay, I'm also a fan and whatnot, but I won't be dressing up as Clark Kent to any date, okay? Unless it's like a Halloween thing. I'm also not bringing a digital camera to show photos of my mother and I from a trip we took 5 years ago. Okay. Not to a first date. It's just weird. You know, also when your date mentions that they are vegetarian, maybe remember that fish is also a form of meat. Vegetarians, from what I understand, only eat fruits and vegetables. Okay. I'm not a chemist. I don't know. All right. And a digital camera, this must have been, this date must have happened back in the early 2000s. Okay. And if I remember correctly, Kate and Leo from the Titanic movies, they didn't end up together. And I think Leo's character's name was Jack, but I get what he was saying, but they didn't end up together. There was no happy ending there. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen the Titanic, you might want to go ahead and fast forward 10 seconds from here. But, Jack froze to death and sank to the bottom of the ocean. So that didn't work out too well. And I'm and not to mention, I am almost positive that there was room for both of them on that damn floating door. I don't care what Mythbuster says, damn it. Okay. There was enough room on that floating door. He didn't have to, You know what? That's a whole nother. That's a whole nother experience. Okay, let's go on to this next story before I get pissed off. Okay. Okay, so you know that boredpanda.com always has some stories out there that just make me smile. I love the things that you can find on that site. But this story here is so stupid. I just had to share it with you. Okay, let's just jump into this one. All right. So it reads here, and this is coming from someone's Twitter, but I came across it on boardpanda.com, and it says, I went on a date with this guy. He carried in a gallon of water, in which, you know, it's kind of weird, but he was a personal trainer, so I just chalked it up to him being a gym rat. Then he told me he doesn't drink tap water and strongly encouraged me not to either because he believed that there is a chemical in it that turns people gay. I'm going to pause from reading. You guys heard correctly. This dude thinks that tap water has a chemical in it that can alter your sexual orientation. You take a gulp of tap water and you're like, if you're a guy, you're like, I could sure use some dick right now. See? Let's go on to what he says. So anyways, he said he strongly encouraged me not to either because he believed that there is a chemical in it that turns people gay. Then said, why do you think there are so many gay people that lived here? And it says in parentheses, we were in Austin. Then he made me watch a 20-minute long Alex Jones video about gay frogs. Yes, about gay frogs at max volume in public, which caused many people to stare at us. This is ridiculous. First off, let's start with this. This is weird as fuck, okay? And this guy sounds like he is terrified of his own truth and that he'll be discovered if he drinks tap water. I don't know. It just seems like this dude is in the closet because his logic is just stupid as fuck. Maybe he's not in the closet. Maybe he's just stupid. You know, and I do think he protests a bit much, and you know what they say, okay? The only thing that can that a man can consume that can make him gay or consider being gay is dick. And sometimes not even that can define you. There's so many different types of orientations and sexuality out there, you know. Bisexual, pansexual, asexual, and others that I'm probably missing, I'm sure. But also, Alex Jones just sucks. Never bring that asshole on a date with you for any reason, okay? don't bring him. And I sincerely hope that she did not go on another date with this guy. But these days, the pickings are slim, so she could have taken one for the team. I don't know. Hopefully she took him so nobody else had to, you know? And by the way, aren't all frogs gay anyway? Don't frogs start gay? Isn't that... Everyone knows that all frogs start off gay, okay? Clearly I'm making that up. But a 20-minute video on gay frogs is a complete waste of time. Especially if Alex Jones is the one telling you about it. You know, probably... it's a complete waste of time. And it's probably just like that date was that she was on. It was also a complete waste of time. But can you think about this for a second, okay? Can you imagine if tap water really did make you gay? Can you imagine that? Gays would have taken over everyone that drank water before bottled water was a thing. You know, the entire country would be gay at that logic. And I honestly, if that were true, I would not have minded if Vanessa Williams drank some of that tap. Okay. And judging by this dude's logic, I am from now on offering all of my female crushes tap water from now on, damn it. And they better drink every last drop because I want me some them. How about that? Shit. So if that's the case, what, Is there any type of water or other beverage that turns you straight? I mean, this is ridiculous. Wow, I feel so sorry for this woman, and I hope that she I do hope that she didn't go on a second date with this person. But if she did, I can't blame her. Like I said, the pickings are slim these days. Just get what you can get. This is why I'm alone. This is okay. Moving on. Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, it certainly feels so good to genuinely laugh. You know, the last few days have been so just not good, not great, you know. And this is why I like doing my content. It helps me too. It's just great. So let's go on to our next story here. We have beanstalkmums.com.au. And like a beanstalk, like Jack and the Beanstalk. And mums, but it's spelled M-U-M-S, like mum. Anyways, beanstalkmums.com.au decided to join this episode by having a great dating fail story. So I found this next story on their site. And this is a just a horrible date. And I'm so glad that the story exists so I can share it with you. Online dating, it can suck. And here's one of the reasons why. And it reads, I met up with a guy once from OkCupid. First mistake right there, lady. Listen, OkCupid is full of weirdos. Anyways, it goes on to say, I met up with a guy once from OkCupid. We had chatted online for a couple of hours and I met him at a pub with some friends. He talked for about an hour and mostly about himself and his religious mother. Then I excused myself as it was late and I went home. On the way, I messaged him, and it said, it was nice meeting you, but didn't feel it. Good luck with your search. He wrote a long diatribe about how I judged him without giving him a chance and I was shallow, etc. So I wrote back and asked him what my name was, as it wasn't on my profile. He didn't know. He spoke at me for an hour and never even asked my name. He messaged me for about 3 weeks straight while I didn't respond after that. I think my judgment is pretty spot on. See, you go, girl. Go. Do it. See, now this doesn't surprise me at all because, okay, Cupid. You know, a lot of weirdos on there, and I used to be one of them, okay? There's nothing like the conversation about your date's religious mother to make things romantic and exciting. And it's crazy how some people don't see how ridiculous they are. He totally called her shallow and didn't even know her name. What? Oh my God. How did he not ask? He didn't ask at all. During the messaging phase on the dating site and then didn't even ask during the date. Dude is completely self-involved. And I'd say she's a great judge and character, you ask me. You go, girl. Ladies and gents, please, at the very least, ask your dates their names at some point. It's just the polite thing to do. And it doesn't... Watch, look here. Hi. What's your name? It's not hard. It takes like half a second. Oh my God. I have not been on a date in years, but I tell you what, having this podcast and discussing some of the dating topics that we have discussed on here, I got to tell you, I know what not to do. When I'm finally able to do that again, I know what not to do. And I will be asking their name at the very least. Wow. Okay, so boredpanda.com is at it again with one of the best stories I've ever read on the internet. This one has a plot twist though, guys, and I certainly didn't expect the ending at all. I mean, after what this dude did, he must have been pretty amazing because... Okay, let me just go ahead and read it. Thank you, boardpanda.com, for being awesome. Anyways, it says here, new guy at work was kind of cool, so I invited him to a house party with my close friends because we all like to drink and play games. We play strip poker or something, And dude literally takes his pants off first and underwear second. Dick out first time we hung out. Shirt still on. said it was the only way he played because he's no pussy. And she goes on to say, my friends were confused and I was mortified that I brought this weird ass to a party. We weren't even drunk yet. It was the second game. So anyway, we've been together for 5 years and got married in July. See, I told you the ending was unexpected. This dude must have had a beautiful dick. I don't know. Maybe his dick matched his personality and she was like, all right, cool. I mean, it's kind of their fault for playing strip poker in the first place. I mean, it's a weird first date thing to do. I mean, I can't imagine bringing someone into my inner circle and they end up, you know, with their bathing suit area out before everyone is drunk. It's just disrespectful if everyone is still sober. But hey, you know, at least they got married. Congratulations to her. She certainly didn't marry a pussy because she saw for herself exactly what he had. Like, I don't think I've ever played strip poker. I don't think I have. And I plan to keep that on going because I'm a horrible poker player and will end up naked immediately. Okay, so firsthand, naked. Nobody wants to see that. Oh my gosh, speaking of dicks, did you hear about Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's swollen testicles? Yep, you cannot make this shit up. So she tweeted that her cousin's friend got the COVID vaccine shots and it made him impotent. And that her cousin's friend's fiance ended up canceling the wedding. I mean, so there's another male genital story for you. clearly what she tweeted, I don't know, there has not been any evidence that shows that yet that I've seen, you know, that the shot can cause impotence. I don't know. But it's probably more than likely that this dude was already impotent, you know, or and a bee stung his balls. I don't know. I wasn't there. And honestly, if the dude's fiance canceled the wedding because he was impotent, you know, he couldn't get it on. That's fucked up. Because shouldn't you have already known that? See, this is why I'm okay with sex before marriage, because you don't know what you're getting, you know. Yeah, you gotta test drive the car before you buy that bitch. That's all I'm saying. Because you can't lease marital spouses. You can't just lease them for a couple of years and then get yourself a new one. I mean, you can, but that's called divorce and or cheating. I don't know your lives. But like I said, you can't make this shit up unless you're Nicki Minaj. I don't know. I don't know. But just I don't know. Have sex before marriage. I really hope there aren't any kids listening to this. If there are children listening to this, which I hope not, safe sex till marriage. Allow me to be the podcast hypocrite. I say one thing to adults, but I say something completely different to kids. You have to save their lives. You know what I'm saying? Let's go on to the next story here. Okay, so this one's just weird, but it's also terrifying. It's one of the reasons why I'm terrified to date anyone from the internet, especially Tinder. And I'm telling you, there are some real weirdos out there. And this story involves a future serial killer, okay, in my opinion. So boardpanda.com coming in for another one. And it reads, I met a guy on Tinder one time because his dog was cute and we went to walk around the dog park. He kept sending me snaps of his close face with captions like, how cute am I, 1 to 10. So I ignored those and he proceeded to call me a stuck up bitch and threatened to kill me and make my daughter watch me bleed out. What the fuck? That's crazy. I told him I told him off, and then at the end of that, he asked me for $5 back for the cookie he bought me on our one outing. Then he asked if I wanted to see a movie with him. Never talked to him again. Also, while on the date, he continuously touched my face with a comment about how nice my skin was and how my body was nice for a mom and my hips were perfect for pregnancy. To this day, I think I escaped being a lampshade in his mom's basement by a nose hair. See, y'all, I keep telling y'all that Tinder is full of serial killers. I'm telling you. Also, good for her for not going on a second date with that guy and not allowing him to guilt her into doing something. Because let me tell you something. There is this thing that a lot of women have about politeness. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so we end up doing things that make us uncomfortable, or, you know what I'm saying, so we don't make someone else feel uncomfortable or whatever. And ladies, we don't have to do that. It's been imprinted on our brains since we were kids. We have to be ladylike and not, fuck all that. Fuck politeness. Who says that? It's either My Favorite Murder or Wine and Crime. One of them. Fuck politeness. Fuck all that shit. If somebody makes you uncomfortable and you don't want to be around them, then don't be around them. You don't owe anybody anything. And if you're wrong, apologize later. If they're cool people, they'll understand that you were trying to protect yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. And please don't touch people's faces on dates, especially if you hadn't asked first. Goodness. And maybe don't say that a woman has the perfect hips for pregnancy on a first date, because that's a bit weird. I feel like that's like a fifth date, you know, a statement to make. I don't know. Oh, and if you compliment a woman, maybe don't end, you know, don't end it in the words 4A. Oh, you're pretty, 4A fat girl, or you have a nice body, 4A mom. Like leave the 4A out. Leave that out. Just, you're pretty is good enough. You don't have to explain for what. You know what I'm saying? Goodness. But yeah, that dude is totally a serial killer, and there's no way that he's not. That's yeah, he's killed before, or he's going to. That's how I feel about that. I guess if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's know the name of your date. It's like the least you can do. Just know your date's name. All right. Professionally silly life rules, people. Well, I'll tell you what, this was a fun episode. And y'all, the dating world is weird, creepy, and hilarious. It just is. Anyways, do me a favor and let me know how you like this episode via the podcast Twitter at It's Pro Silly, or the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. And follow the podcast Instagram too, if you can. Same name, at It's Pro Silly. We have, I think, about almost 100 members on the Facebook group, so clearly I'm famous now. Actually, not at all. Not at all, actually. And if you want to join in on the silly and you have any stories or experiences that you want to share, email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. It can literally be about anything you want, as long as it's interesting. And there is a good chance that your story could inspire an entire episode topic. So send them in. And you can leave me messages on the Anchor app, or you can leave me a message or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And I'll put you on the podcast unless you're not into that. So just let me know. I would love to hear from you. And also, like I said earlier, please be careful out there. COVID is a real thing. Just be careful and wear your mask and don't take any unnecessary chances that could cost you your life or someone else's. You know, that's all I'll say about that, because I don't want to offend anyone who disagrees with me, because a lot of people these days tend to think because you disagree with them that you're disrespecting them, and that's not the case, you know? Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening and coming back every week. It's It's everything to me, especially as a solo podcaster. It's everything to me. It really is. And I appreciate you guys listening and chilling out with me. This is dope. And if this is your first time listening, I hope that you decide to come on back and join me every Friday as we get professionally silly. I don't always get dark and deep and real all the time. I don't have a lot of serious moments on this podcast. There's a few because life happens, but for the most part, we keep it silly over here. Please support this podcast by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts, if you've got that. According to my analytics for my podcast, most of my listeners are listening from Apple Podcasts. So if you're one of those amazing humans, please do me a favor and just take a moment, give me a 5-star review, and write something positive in the review as well, if you could, because that, it means the world for me to be able to read that. But if you don't feel like writing anything, just hit that 5-star thing and help your girl grow her podcast, because doing so, if I get enough of those, it puts me in the algorithm, you know, of the podcast world, and hopefully new listeners can find me. So, you know, don't hog all the silly for yourself. Share the silly with as many people as you can. Let your friends know that this podcast is available on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, and more. Okay. And if you are enjoying the Professionally Silly podcast and you want to help out, you can now support my silly content by making monthly donations. This will help the podcast continue to flow and keep the silly moving forward. You can make monthly contributions as low as 99 cents a month, $4.99, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you have those commitment issues or you don't have the Anchor app, there's always PayPal. So www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones, and to help me keep the silly flowing. Ebony, thank you so much for joining the listener support. I appreciate you, boo. And I did see that you are contributing to the listener support program. And I want to thank you so much for that. Check out the show notes for some bonus information, like my social media stuff. I got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, 2 YouTube channels, the Professionally Silly channel, which is very different from the podcast, and the Paranormal Blacktivity channel as well. And that is the channel where I put my black card on the line and I explore haunted locations and do paranormal investigations to see if a place is really haunted. So links to the latest videos that I've made on my YouTube channels are in the show notes as well. For those of you that may be interested in writing me or sending me things or things like that, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. And you can send me anything that you want and I'll open it right here on the air and post a video of the unboxing on my YouTube channel. I'm always going to film the unboxing, so if you want me to share what you sent on the podcast, just write me a little note inside whatever you send and I'll be sure to share that on here, because I'm going to assume that you're probably a viewer of the YouTube channel. That's just my assumption. I don't know why. So just let me know. Once again, it's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Enjoy the silly while you can, you know? Enjoy the silly while you can. There's a lot of horrible things going on in the world, and there always will be, but we have these fun, short, brief moments of pleasure and joy, whether it's watching TikTok videos, listening to a podcast, or playing video games, whatever it is that brings you joy, whatever it is that takes you out of reality just for a second to just smile and take your mind off all the crap that's in the world. You know, enjoy the silly while you can. Come and take your silliness seriously with me every Friday, and I'll see you next time. I love you guys. Take it easy. We'll be right back. you're all caught up on the silly, check out these promos for some of my favorite podcasts that I listen to.
Morning.
Cop of murder.
Ever wonder what terrible thing happened on this day in true crime history? My name is Karina Beemisterfer, writer and host of Morning Cup of Murder, your daily true crime podcast that dives into what murder took place on today's date in history. With over 500 episodes about serial killers, murderers, cults, and cold cases, there is always something new for you to enjoy. Morning Cup of Murder is the perfect addition to your morning routine. So, if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, start your day with a Morning Cup of Murder. Subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else you listen, and come say hi on social media at Morning Cup of Murder. Oh, and remember, stay safe.
Hey, gamer, my trusted companion, confidant, slash spirit animal. I don't know if I can convey to the audience how great this podcast is within 60 seconds. Wait, what? I mean, yeah, it's called the OD Podcast because all the information and things you may learn here may cause you overdose. What? I mean, yeah, if you come here with an open mind, heart, perspective, you'll leave with everything plus some laughter. Yeah. What? What'd you say? I mean, yeah, we talk about everything under the sun, around the sun, and in the cosmos. Yeah, that's true. Huh? What? And yeah, it's a perfect place to work on your verbal roundhouses. Damn it, I chose wisely. You heard him here, folks, all right? Here at the OD Podcast, where doses may vary, you get everything you need to become a better person and less of a jerk, all right? Come join us. We promise you'll learn and leave with something amazing. We love you. Come stay with us.
Hello, come and listen to Grand Rapidians play video games.
My name is Willie. I'm the original Cooking Mama World Champion, and even though I've had close to 5,000 different brews, I always keep hams in the fridge.
I'm Ginger. I'm the inaugural Tetris DS World Record Setter, and you can usually hear me eye roll at Willie's introductions.
Every week, we review a beverage, we talk about a game we've played, we recommend something like a podcast, and we assign points for real-life experience.
Come and listen to Grand Rapidians play video games.
Found wherever you listen to quality podcasts.
True crime listeners, check out our podcast, I Said Goddamn. We're a true crime comedy podcast hosted by two besties who like to share messed up cases that make you say goddamn. Every Sunday, we try to one-up each other's story by sharing a horrific case the other has never heard of. Along the way, we splash in some wildly inappropriate jokes and colorful language. Listen every Sunday from any of your favorite podcast directories. Also, follow us on Twitter at ISGD Podcast or visit our website, isgdpodcast.com.